Recently I visited Alfred's flock group, and Alfred has a presence about him. It's the presence of Jesus Christ. And just sharing with the people there, and showing that care, that sincerity, that the love of Christ, and sharing from the Word of God. And the Lord is going to share with us today through you, brother.
We hear it at the beginning of this service that today is a new day. It's the day God gave us. So let's be glad and enjoy it. A lot of people, they didn't get up today. They are in different world, or they are in hospital suffering. They are on wheelchair. But God gave you and me the opportunity to come here freely to worship Him. What a privilege. Most of the time we take it for granted. But this life is unpredictable. Anything can happen. People are dying. People are losing hope. People are out of work. You name it, it's happening. And here is the right place to be. We hear it that our God is a holy God. If our God creates the whole universe, He created the heaven and the earth, what can be hard for Him to do? Our God is awesome God. And we hear it. We just need to surrender. It's a total surrender. Don't think, oh, I'm too smart. I just keep this for myself and I let God to take care of the other side. No. Just total surrender and you will see. God does not need our help. He is a powerful God. He is an awesome God. And He rules and He reigns from eternity to eternity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord is putting in my heart to share with you this message about the dry bone in the valley. That's a very tough and difficult topic. But God is faithful. I know right now a lot of people are facing tough situations. It's everywhere. It's not just you. It's everywhere. Europe, Africa, wherever you are right now, you feel it. That the world is coming very tough to live in. But our God is faithful. We don't have to go through this with our own strength. He can help us. We just need to cry out to Him. And He'll be just right there in the time of the need. I'm going to read from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. It is written. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the law and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. Say, indeed, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can this bone live? So I answered, Oh Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to those bones and say to them, O dry bone, hear then the word of the Lord. Thus say the Lord God to this bone, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Say, you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly, a rattling, and the bone came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus say the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this land, that they may live. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and breath came into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus say the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up from your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up from your grave. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it, say the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companion. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. Amen. This prophecy we just hear happened 597, which is that period of time before Christ. And that's amazing how dry bone, how our God, the Almighty, can put flesh on those bones and put the spirit in them and they will live. I read the story and that blew my mind. I cannot comprehend with my little mind. And God said, my ways are far beyond on your ways. He's awesome God. And he thinks about us, Son of Man. He sent his Son to rescue us, to show us the way. I never see any religion like that before. Christianity is the only one. And God sent his Son to us to show us how to live. He is 100% man and 100% God. And if he walked on the face of this earth, we can go just after him and just be like him. Because the Bible declares that Christ in us, the hope of the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Because without you, we cannot do anything. And nothing is impossible to our God. If he can raise up people from the dry bone, he can do anything he wants. He's a sovereign God. This story is about the renewal and the regeneration and the rebirth of the house of Israel. According to the Jewish custom, it's very hard to find bone in the open valley. I mean, human bone. You can see animal bone in the open valley. The human bone, human is something sacred in the presence of God. So if you pass away, they have to give you a burial. So something happened in that valley. It was the army of Israel. It was a fight, and there was no survival. Everybody passed away. And there is nobody to take care of those bones. And God decides to raise up again those bones and bring them in the house of the Lord. Today, God is looking into our situation. If it's a broken marriage, if it's a financial situation, if it's your life, your health issue, your kids, whatever situation it is, God said he will fix it. And he will fix it the way you cannot even imagine. It will be beyond our understanding. He will fix it. Our God is a second chance God. He will give you a second chance. If you mess up and you come back to him and you pray and tell him, just say that if you seek him, you will find him. He will meet you just right here and he will change you. He wants you to make U-turn. He wants to change you. And He gives you a second chance. So let's come before Him and pour out our heart to Him and ask Him to intervene in the situation, and we will see. I hear this pastor saying there are two kinds of patients. If they come to your office, some of them, they are already hopeless. But some of them, they know that they have God, the healer. And those people who believe in God, the healer, they got healed. But if you are hopeless and you don't believe in God, you will die. Because you just trust yourself. But the Bible says, don't trust yourself. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in God. We are spiritual beings. And we are physical too. And we have to remember that there is God, our God, the living God, a God who can hear you when you are in need, and He will send you help. He will rescue you. And He promised that He will make your enemy your footstool. And He will do it. What you need to do is just to get on your knee and address the issue and invite Him to be a part of your equation. And everything will be fixed. Jesus is the answer. He is. And in this situation, when Ezekiel was asked the question, Son of man, can those bones live? He said, O Lord God, you know. He knows. He knows the end by the beginning. So He knows everything. He knows all your question, the answer. He knows all your problem and the solution. And the Bible says, He commands Ezekiel, say, prophesy to this bone, O dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. In the word, there is life. And this life gives us eternal life. And then they say, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. God does not want us to die. That's why He sent His Son to come and rescue us, so we can live. And we can be a living testimony wherever we go. He wants our life to be a living testimony, so our life can make a difference. Amen? Yeah, I'm going to read something in the book of Joel that corroborates what we just read in Ezekiel. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, where it is written, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your son and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dream. Your young man shall see visions. And also, on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And when Jesus Christ came, he said, I'm going to the Father, but I will send you the Holy Spirit. And we got a covenant that the Spirit of God is living in us. So nothing is impossible to do. Because with the help of the Holy Spirit, and you're facing a situation, and you call on the name of Jesus, he said, if you call upon my name, I will answer you. And I will show you mighty things that you do not know. I didn't say that, but Jesus did. And he is not a liar. And if he said, he will perform it. And he promises that he will send us the Holy Spirit, the helper, to teach us and to help us. So go through your situation with patience, with humility. Know that God is in control. And the Holy Spirit will give you the strength and the courage to press on day by day. The victory is ahead. Don't give up. Don't be hopeless. He said, he will never forsake us nor leave us. He will be there all the time to help us because we are his chosen people. And there is one more story I would like to share with you. It's the story of Lazarus in John 11. Where it is written, we all know the story, so I won't go through the whole thing. But in verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I know some of us are sick or they have a problem. But tell yourself, this is not into death. God chose this to glorify his name through you. And he will surely do it. He promised it. He will. He always be on time. Never late. Sometimes we want it right now, but he said, just hold on. God's time is the best. He will be there just on time. And when Jesus came to the scene, he said, take away the stone, because Lazarus was already buried. This is the command. God is talking to us today. What is that stone? That is... Thank you, Jesus. Take away the stone. God wants us to do what is possible for us to do. And he will do the impossible one. Just lay it at the foot of the cross and he will take care of it. He said, take away the stone. And did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Our question is just, do we believe? that God is able to do this for us. If you believe it, it will come to pass. Amen? And like we see in the modern day, Jesus raised up Lazarus. What else we want to see before we can trust him? What do you want to see? Why are you still doubting in your mind that he cannot do it? He can do everything. He proved it in the past. He's the same yesterday, today, and eternally. He will be the same. He will never change. But we need to change. And if you change, we see everything will change around us. And all the glory will be to God. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And God is telling us today to prophesy. And Joel is saying the same thing. That young men will prophesy. Daughters will prophesy. Let's prophesy. He doesn't want us just to predict something, but we have to receive the inspiration from him and to predict and to prophesy and talk to the situation, and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To him be the glory.